Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, from one food geek to another, our reporter Adam Ragusea has been conducting some meticulous experiments of his own regarding New York-style pizza, which he finds in short supply in Boston. So he's been trying to bake one at home. We heard about his first attempts a few weeks ago. Back then, he asked you listeners to recommend a Boston pizzeria where he might go and learn the tricks of the trade. The recommendations flooded in, and here's Adam with the results.
Okay, before we get into this again, let's review our pizza nomenclature with an expert.
Andrew F. Smith, author of the Encyclopedia of Junk Food and Fast Food, and I teach at the New School in New York.
Okay. To your mind, what are the components of a New York-style pizza?
New York-style pizza has four components. The first is it has a relatively fluffy outer edge that is raised. It has a very thin crust going into the middle. It must be charred or at least brown on the bottom. And traditionally, it would only have tomato sauce and it would have mozzarella cheese. It's the perfect pizza. Is there anything better than a New York-style pizza?
No argument here, big guy. And just to remind everyone, I am not from New York. This isn't typical New York looking down on Boston snobbery. I just know what I likes in a pizza, and I likes me a New York pie. Anyway, I asked you guys to tell me where in Boston I should go to get the best New York pizza. And we got some great suggestions. Presto Pizza in Cleveland Circle, Armando's in Huron Village, Santarpio's in Eastie. But by far, the biggest vote getter was... same old place.
662 Center Street, Jamaica Plain, Mass. 617-524.
Owner Fred Ciampa is a man who knows how to sell his pizza.
Hi, Adam Ragusea from DUR. Thanks for taking the time.
Ragusea?
Ragusea.
Oh, Italian
that's
boy.
Italian boy, that's right.
So I guess what I want to ask you is, do you consider your pizza New York style?
Sort of.
Sort of.
It's an old family recipe.
Where's the family from?
When they first came to this country, they settled in New York. You're right. They're from Avellino.
Avellino, okay, yeah. By way of New York to Boston.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. Everybody goes that way.
Fred learned the trade as a young man from a guy named Michael Valerio, who himself went on to found the Papagino's chain. Fred opened up this little shop in JP, and he's been going strong here for almost 40 years. In the kitchen, his son Eric knocks out about 40 pies an hour during the lunch rush.
Yeah, that'll go from 11 till about 2 o'clock today.
So tell me about the sauce. The time has come for me to pump these guys for information.
We'll give you the recipe, we've got to shoot you.
Sure, okay, I figured that. Well, I'm willing to pay that price. For my listeners, anything. All I'm saying is that I tried to make pizza at home, and I use my basic tomato sauce that I put on pasta or whatever, and it doesn't taste right. And I've read that sometimes places just use raw tomato.
Raw tomato, crushed tomato, and a pizza sauce.
And then your spices, flavor, which you're not going to tell me about.
That's right. We have to keep that secret. Been in the family for 40 years.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what it looks like to me. Oregano, salt, pepper, and a powdery substance that I'm guessing is garlic powder. Eric pulls out a dough ball, which they let rise overnight in the refrigerator. He flattens it with the back of his pizza peel, which he says is the secret to pushing out the really big air bubbles while keeping the smaller ones intact. And then he gives it a toss. Oh, beautiful! One-handed!
That's our old-style tossing, which also is a good method for stretching it.
Eric agrees with my line of thinking that hand-tossing is the only way to get the pizza thin enough while still leaving that thick ring around the edge called a cornice. He lays the stretched dough out on the board.
And then on goes a legendary secret sauce.
Very, very bright red color.
And this here is just a little bit of extra flavor, and we do an oregano and a grated cheese just to boost the flavor.
I like this trick. A lot of people think they don't like grated Parmesan on their pizza, but if you sneak it in on top of the sauce and under the cheese, they'll never realize how wrong they are. Now, next step.
And then mozzarella, of course.
Just mozz?
Straight mozzarella, yeah. 100% pure skim mozzarella. Oven temperature's got a lot to do with it, too. We got to cook at the right temperature. If you cook too high, it'll burn. It won't cook thoroughly. Yeah. Cheese will burn first before the pizza cooks. So the great oven temperature is the 550 in that area.
550? This is remarkable. The conventional pizza wisdom is that home-cooked pizza never tastes quite right because commercial ovens get many hundreds of degrees hotter than home ovens. which is why I've gone through all sorts of shenanigans to turbocharge my oven so it'll cook the pizza in about 5 minutes. The Chiapas hang back and bake right in home oven temperatures, and they let it bake for a little longer.
Cooks in about 7 to 8 minutes, and perfect, comes out great.
Okay.
You know, just a little crispy, but still nice and soft inside.
I'm skeptical, but upon closer inspection, it's just perfect. Okay, well, thank you, listeners. I now know where to get a top-notch New York-style pizza in Boston. Unfortunately, they only deliver in Jamaica Plain, so if I want this at home, I'm back to figuring out how to do it myself. I've adapted my old recipe with my findings from Same Old Place, and if you're really interested, you can go to wbur.org/Boston and check out an instructional video we made along with a complete detailed recipe.
Looking lovely. Quite brown on the bottom.
We baked in our communal kitchen at WBUR. So how close did I get to recreating the real thing this time? Well, let's ask Sasha what she thinks.
You know why I like this first of all? The cheese layer is perfectly the right consistency.
Right, it's like thick enough that it has bite, it has tooth.
And the sauce is simple. It's not too busy, but it's just right.
This is working for me.
Mm-hmm. It tastes like pizzeria pizza. It truly does.
Thank you.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for Radio Boston.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella.